If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Heading into next weekend's 4th of July holiday, you'll be bombarded with barbecuing tips from celebrity chefs telling you what to do at your grill. But Marianne has been researching something a little different, haven't you, Marianne?
Yes, I have, Bob. So what I have are things not to do at your barbecue. I don't mean behavior-wise. I mean like on the grill, some common mistakes that people make on the grill.
You mean the obvious ones are not cleaning out your grill for 5 years. We know you're supposed to do that, right?
And then why don't you do it?
It hasn't been 5 years yet.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking into common cooking mistakes that a lot of people make.
All right, I am going to write these down. Let's hear them.
Okay, yeah, because you are a master griller. Seriously, I can't tell you enough how impressed I am that I've never seen you cook anything, actually. I mean, one time I saw you, like, grill a piece of bologna, I think, or something.
No, salami. It was salami. I fried salami, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. I think I saw you doing that once. Uh-huh. But other than that, I don't see you cooking, but you have become so good on the grill. I know you watch a YouTube video before you grill anything, but
yes.
That's really great.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yes.
And your meat always comes out perfectly the way I like it, medium rare.
Call me the grill master.
Yes. Okay. I needed to really congratulate you on that. Okay. So here's something that maybe you probably know a lot of these already, but I don't know if everybody does. Okay. So don't flip constantly. And that is my urge because I'm trying to, like, you know, get the grill marks and then I want to move on and I want it to be done because it smells so good and I want to eat it. But no, let the meat cook. One flip is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Constant flipping dries it out and it messes with those sear marks and it makes you look nervous. And another thing that might make you look nervous is opening the grill and peeking. It'll play havoc with your cooking temperature and with your timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the problem with those tutorials, sometimes you got to watch a lot of them because the instructions can be different depending on the source. So you got to kind of get a consensus.
Right. And are you that guy? I don't think so. But are you that guy who presses all the juice out of the burgers with a spatula?
No, I know
don't
better.
Do that.
No, that ruins the burger.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You want to keep all those juices in. All right, the next one is don't skip the resting period. I have a big problem with this because, like I said, that smell is so delicious to me that I must have a bite right away. But try to control yourself if you're like me. If you put those steaks and those burgers off the grill and immediately cut into them, you have just let all the juice escape. So
that's right.
Let it rest 5 minutes before it's ready to eat.
I slap Marianne's hand away from the dinner at least for 5 minutes, and because it keeps cooking. And if you're Marianne, you use that time, or you should use that time. She does use that time to take pictures and video of the food. And, of course, she posts everything on her Instagram account, at Havana Girl.
That's right. Yeah, you can see a lot of my food on Havana Girl or on at savvy.planet. All right, so why do your peppers and onions always fall into the fire? Well, it's because you're not using a grill basket. You need one. Or better yet, use a grill mat. Now, we don't have any grill mats, do we? We have grill baskets, I think.
Yeah.
It keeps everything in place, and you can still get those grill marks.
Yeah. You can do what I do and just refuse to ever grill vegetables. But we do have that basket somewhere. I got to find that.
Yeah, we have the basket. And you know what? I am going to look into this right away as soon as we get off the air, because somebody was telling me about these new devices that are for the vegetables that are like cylinders that you put on top of the grill with like little holes in them. They're made out of stainless steel, and you turn them. I haven't used that yet, but I'm going to find that and put a link there, because it is, it sounds like the perfect way to, you know, make those vegetables. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If anybody has used that, let me know.
All right. We'll try
just
that.
Text us at WGN. So you know, what do you do about that with vegetables?
I don't. I usually avoid that. And I also don't like to grill fish, because that'll fall through, too, and just, you know, break apart.
Okay, we need a better system, Bob. Okay,
yes, we
so
do.
That we can have vegetables and fish. Okay, so here's the next tip: is don't grill cold meat straight from the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So let it sit at room temperature for 20 to 30 minutes first. And I know you do that.
Yep.
Cold meat doesn't cook evenly, and then you end up with charred outside and raw inside.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference if you just let it stand and get to room temperature first.
Right. And then don't drown everything in barbecue sauce too early, because the sauces with sugar burn fast, and all barbecue sauces have sugar. So brush them on toward the end of cooking, or else you risk that caramelized, delicious crust that forms on it gets charred.
Mm-hmm. I like that tip. And these are all good. I like your research on this.
Okay. All right. And I've got to learn some of these myself. And I've got a list of grilling essentials on my shop, my store. You have to check them out. Did you know that I had a store?
Is there a quiet place in your store for me to take a nap?
If you like napping in cyberspace, there it is, uh-huh. Because it's a digital store. It's on the web. So if you want to find me, just Google Marianne Murciano and shop my, you know, those two words together, shop my, and then you can see all my collections handpicked by me.
And what's on Savvy Planet?
Okay, well, I've got a recipe for making a tomahawk steak that comes out perfectly. And remember how worried I was about making that steak? I was afraid that I was going to ruin it because it was so expensive.
I'm glad you tried. Yeah, I was too scared.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure. So, but we did it, and it was amazing, right? It was like it was the best.
Yeah. Oh, it was fantastic. It was a lot of pressure, though. If you want Marianne's recipe, subscribe to SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen between Savvy and Planet. You'll get a free recipe delivered to your mailbox every week. And you can even see that tomahawk recipe right now, SavvyPlanet.com. Marianne, when are you going to put the recipe for that chicken dish you made last night? Because that was like the greatest chicken I've ever had in my life, with that
that
coating and the seasoning and the sauce. You got to put that on Savvy Planet.
Okay, I'm gonna work on that, because I made that last night, and you know, I cooked it, and I wanted to show how fast I put a meal together. But I need to edit it, so give me a minute.
All right, I just need some leftovers. Thank you very much.